Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. The Apostle Paul wanted his young friend Timothy to be the best. There was no question that Timothy was going to face enormous challenges. He would continually confront opponents to the Christian faith, but he would also face issues of church organization and discipline. He had a tough job ahead of him. Paul knew that it was vital that he was neither fearful nor timid. From the references to Timothy in Paul's first letter to him and in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, we get the impression that he was quite a sensitive person and probably naturally inclined to be timid. Paul knew that this would be a terrible handicap in his leadership role. The fear of other people or of failure will always greatly restrict a leader's effectiveness. God doesn't want fearful and timid leaders, but ones who are marked by his power and love and who show self-discipline. The power that a Christian leader needs is not the authoritarian power which orders people about, but the gentle, gracious, servant-hearted power which keeps going in the face of overwhelming opposition. It's the power to keep preaching and caring for people when everyone is unkind and unappreciative. It's the power to keep loving, whatever the circumstances, because of the overwhelming love that God has shown us. Love is always at the heart of Christian ministry. Self-discipline or self-mastery would be crucial for Timothy. He needed to be totally in control of his energies and emotions in order to be effective for God. This might sound like something that we are able to achieve by human effort, but Paul was clear that that never works. The Stoics of Paul's day believed they could transform their lives by sheer determination and effort, but Paul knew it to be a work of the Holy Spirit. Self-control is one of the fruits which irresistibly grows in the person who allows the Holy Spirit to take control. Let me pray with you. Father God, we thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit. Help us to allow him to transform every part of our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which of course you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Have a great day.